The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
We welcome you back in as the Coach's Conversation wraps up here on the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant with Chris Chambers from Laverne High School, talking boys basketball this morning. And Chris, you've kind of been the talker, your team's been kind of the talk around the table this morning, along with all the others. It seems like if you lined up everybody in District 7 AAA, it's pretty even from top to bottom, isn't it?
Yes, I definitely would agree. Last year I did feel like we did have a couple teams that may have stood out a little more, that especially Siegel. I'll say that. Definitely compliment our guys. I thought we did a good job last year. I was real proud of those guys. This year, I'm young team, lost six seniors last year. But I do enjoy what we have. And so far, I guess what I've seen is what I could expect right now from a young team, up and down at times. But pretty proud of them so far.
Yeah. Well, I can remember, I guess, the last time that I saw you was – just disappointment written all over your face and the kids last year at your place, Lawrenceburg, I believe it was. And what a heartbreaking loss that was. I mean, you were so very close to getting into that sub-state for the first time last year. But that's the game of basketball. It's gut-wrenching, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Came out pumped up and took it at them early. They withheld the stand and came back at us and nail biter all the way down to the end, and they wind up pulling it out on us. So it hurt quite a bit.
I can only imagine. But, that's another good thing about basketball is you got a chance to do it all over again, you know. And high school sports is a cycle, you know, and I guess college is as well, you know, not until you get to the pros, but then even then that's a cycle. You may have a core together longer than 3 or 4 years and with a few changes, but that's what's exciting about sport, and I guess that's what keeps you in it and keeps you coaching.
Most definitely. Love it. Been around it all my life. Plan on being around until I'm not here anymore.
There you go.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy it. And I got a group of guys that I enjoy being around, and that's one of the things that I was hearing Coach Wright talk about as far as the chemistry with his team. Same type of things. See our guys, they're together, close, young, and over the next few years I expect them to just bond even more. So I'm excited about it. I'm real excited.
In 7 AAA there seems to be a youth movement at all the schools, really, and with that you're seeing teams that love to be around each other, want to be in the gym. Barry Wertman said the same thing. So you put that together, it's going to be a very competitive, very good year this year, and you just add that next year and the next year. I mean, it's going to get really exciting. It is really exciting.
I definitely agree. I've not only with the sophomores, juniors, seniors, but we also had a young freshman class come in, and not just at Laverne Middle, but throughout our county. That was competitive last year, and I've seen, you know, only a couple of games so far this year, and that they're very competitive. So I say over the next 3 or 4 years, it's good basketball.
Chris Chambers, our guest this morning. One thing that has been talked about a lot, and I've seen, just about every coach that has seen you in the 45 minutes that you've been here this morning or so, is congratulations, that was a nice win over Maplewood, you know. And there are some games in a season where you can look back and you can say that one helped us take us to the next level. That may be one of those for you.
And one of the reasons I feel like that is we've played some really good teams so far. 5-1, we have played some really good teams, but that was the first team that I felt was really athletic and really was more athletic than we were. So for us to go out there and play against a team like that, that get after it, they get up and down the court as well as we do. They rebound hard. So for us to compete like that with that type of team, that was definitely big for us.
And you do have some senior leaders back. The last year from that great team, you did lose some key players, but you have enough to come back that can take over the leadership roles, I guess. Maybe tell us who we'll see for the Wolverines out there this year.
Definitely Kamen Dow. He's been big for us so far this year. I'd say he got off to a slow start first two games maybe, but over the last three, four games, he's definitely turned it on. Mike Steele, last three games has been huge for us, especially against the Maplewood. That was he was really the player of the game. After the game, we talked about it, and one of our guys stood up and said, player of the game, just out of nowhere, Mike Steele. You know, so that was really impressive because he did. He played a great game for us, and I feel like he was the turning point. We also have A.J. Mason, who's shooting the ball really well for us. Shot it well for us last year and doing the same thing again. It's a blessing when you have a consistent shooter like that, because those are – you see them, but you just don't get them all the time. So it's really good to have him. And we also have Thomas Hart, which is a senior. A strong kid inside for us, rebounds hard, great attitude, great behavior, man. So we just happy to have those four guys because they do make a difference out there.
A lot of times those great shooters you're watching on the other side too.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely.
So it's good to have that on your side. Talking to Chris Chambers this morning about Laverne Wolverine basketball. You take that core group of senior leadership and put in a smattering of some young talent that can come in and give you a lot of good time off the bench and help give those senior leaders a breather.
Right, absolutely. We've been fortunate. We've had a few injuries here and there. Guys, this is the difference that it seems like they want to get back as quick as possible. Sometimes they're trying to rush a little too fast because they want to get back out there. But I've been fortunate enough so far to play 9-10 guys, so I'm able to get those guys a rest and get them keep fresh bodies on the court. So that has played out to our advantage so far.
Now, from looking at the schedule that I have, from the Maplewood game, yeah, I guess you've got kind of this week where studying and exams and things of that right. nature before you do a pre-Christmas classic. Is that right?
That's true. Actually, the good thing about it, though, it gives us a good week of practice before our classic, where we go to Independence, where we take on two very tough teams. Independence, which is the one who actually handed us our first loss. Spanked us pretty good, actually. And Brentwood, who we play the second night. Independence Friday, Brentwood Saturday. So big weekend coming up next weekend.
Well, that's a pretty good competition
yeah.
right there.
Yeah, most definitely.
Now, after Christmas, you're in the State Farm Holiday Tournament, I think.
At Riverdale.
At Riverdale.
Yes, we're there. Actually, we have a split. We're in the State Farm Riverdale. The tournament with Riverdale. We're also at a tournament at East Lit.
Okay.
So we have a couple games in one day.
wow.
Which would be different, yeah. Yeah.
yeah. And then you go to the Father Ryan tournament after.
Right after, yeah. So, and which was a huge tournament for us last year. We played some really tough teams. We faced Shelbyville, Centennial, as well as Clarksville. So we played three really tough teams, and I saw that some of those teams were in that tournament again also. But at the same time, it's good to play those type of teams because they do prepare you, especially for our county. And we have a tough county.
Oakland's also playing in that, and they have for the last number of years in that Father Ryan tournament, which seems to bring out some really great basketball. And I've talked to all the coaches this morning about how basketball season is kind of broken up into your non-district schedule and then Christmas and then your district schedule and then the postseason tournaments. And we're about ready to take that transition into the Christmas time. And it's only going to help bring that chemistry and camaraderie together because you're going to play so many games. You're going to be around. I mean, you know, it's just like being around family. If,
right.
if you don't like them, it's going to be a hard, hard thing over the holidays to be around. So at least you've got some team chemistry and can only build on that and make it stronger.
And that is a good thing. Like I said, coming from a middle school background, basically when the last day of school got out, we were pretty much done until we came back to school. So
yeah.
it is different. We have about 4 days off for Christmas break. Then we're right back to it. So we like it, though. We definitely like it. We enjoy it. Take a few days off with the family and then get right back with the family. That's the way we look at it.
And personal family, they've got to be understanding or at least love basketball and go with you, huh?
Most definitely. But I will have my dad coming up this year. My father, he'll come up to watch the Father Ryan tournament. I'm excited about that. He had opportunity to see our team play last year in Clarksville. When we went to Clarksville, he's from Hopkinsville, which is only about 30 minutes or so from Clarksville. So to get him up again to watch us play, it'll be exciting also.
Well, you know, when we get into the district schedule, one thing that I always like to do is see the what the boys' coaches are wearing. And it seems that you're one of the most well-dressed coaches in District 7 AAA. Has anybody said anything to you about that?
Well, I definitely wasn't expecting that today.
I always love to see what you've got put together, and you have bright colors. Does Stephen Crutchfield help you out with your wardrobe?
I'm surprised. If he's listening now, I know he's going to definitely talk to me about that, because he's one of the ones that stays on me all the time.
Oh, mercy. After Christmas, we'll spend some time talking about this, because our first coach's show back will be the day after you start district play. And, you know, you've got Blackman, Riverdale, Smyrna, Oakland, Siegel in that order, and then you play back through again. And all the coaches that I've talked to this morning, it's quite a challenge. That's January, February is going to be tough for everybody.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're the same. I know every day practice, first half of the season, pretty much every week, the kids always hear me talking about the teams that we're about to play and how good they are, but I still always convert those back to the what it's going to do for us when we get ready to play against Blackman and Riverdale and Siegel and Oakland. So everything really depends on, or really transfers over to how it's going to go in the second half of the season.
Well, Chris, we look forward to seeing your Wolverines and this district play that's coming up, and see you back here the first of the year to talk about Laverne basketball. And we appreciate you coming in this morning. And now that you found the place, pretty good breakfast, and you can go back for more, or maybe you've got something else going on this morning. But we do appreciate you coming in this morning, as always, and we'll catch you after the first of the year. Merry Christmas to you.
All right, Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That's Chris Chambers joining us here.